Once upon a time, long, long ago, there were water sprites living in the river Unstrut. Water sprites are female spirits capable of bringing people misfortune and harm, but also good fortune and happiness. Their long hair hangs right down to their heels. Their lovely faces are bright green, and their large eyes are watery blue. Their clothes rustle like silk and are sprinkled with the finest water droplets as bright as jewels. During the day, they dance on the bottom of the river, but in the twilight, they swim to the riverbank and look at their reflections in the shimmering, still waters. Water sprites are notoriously harsh on evil people, but are well disposed to the good. And for those they favor, their eyes sparkle with friendliness. Once, a poor widow brought her flax to the riverbanks to dry. As soon as she saw the river, she burst into tears. Her only daughter had recently fallen in and disappeared without a trace. The mother's glittering tears streamed down her cheeks and mingled with the surging river. "Oh, my darling daughter," she sobbed, "now you are down in your grave, deep under the cold, cold water. Did the river sprite take you for your beauty, stealing you away to her dark, dark house? Oh, if only I could see you once more, my own sweet child." As she lamented her daughter's fate, the waves of the water calmed, and she heard a gentle voice singing from the depth of the river. Suddenly, a river sprite emerged from the water. In her arms, she bore the daughter that the mother sobbed so bitterly over. No sooner did the mother see her daughter than she begged for her back, swearing she would give her own life instead. The sprite glided across the surface and softly placed the child in her mother's arms. But the child was motionless and dead. Yearningly, her mother looked at her dearest only daughter. "Did you kill my daughter?" she asked the sprite. "No, no," she added. "You're not that cruel. Your eyes are full of compassion. I'm sure you had nothing to do with her drowning, and you couldn't save her. But if I cannot have my child back alive, at least I can see her properly buried and decorate her grave with the flowers she loved." Then the water sprite said, "Poor mother, it shall be as you say, and to make sure it is, take this golden dish of pearls. They are your own tears, which I caught and turned into pearls." And so saying, the water sprite vanished again under the surging water.